Welcome to the Second Peak, Carrie.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Oh, my morning ritual is exercise of some kind. It is, I always tell people, I do it for vanity and sanity. So it is my daily therapy, whether that's getting to the gym, taking a walk outside, doing a run, stretching, anything, something physical. That is my morning ritual for sure.
Carrie, what is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
Wow, the best constructive guidance I've ever received in my career, I would have to say, is surround yourself with people that are smarter than you. Not necessarily meaning higher IQs, that their zone of genius or where they excel is different than yours, and surround yourself with those people.
Do you have any hidden talents?
I don't know how hidden they are. If I got a talent, I want to show it off because I can cook too. I have I do kind of hide this talent because it sometimes freaks people out. I have an extraordinary memory. So I have a couple friends that call me an elephant because of the old adage that elephants never forget. And I often have to hide it because if I've met you and then I see you a couple years later somewhere and I'll say, oh, hey, how's it going? And how's your dog Puffy and whatever happened to Puffy? Because last time you told me the story about the ball was missing in the basement. And then you're just staring at me trying to figure out who the heck I am. So my hidden talent, because sometimes I do have to hide it to not freak people out, is my memory.
Unless you cross paths with another elephant, you're in good hands.
Yes, that's true. I do enjoy meeting other elephants.
What is the most courageous thing you've done in the past year?
The most courageous thing I've done in the past year, I wholeheartedly believe, is that I took a big leap of faith and I started a nonprofit, and it's called Be Ready. And I felt very strongly, along with a couple of the trainers that work for me at Ovation, that we wanted to offer our professional presence training to young Black men at no charge. And while my company is about to be 10 years old, I have zero Zippo experience in nonprofit. And when two of my trainers came to me and said, we feel really strongly, we'd like to bring this training to Black youth of America. And I said, I love it. Let's do it. And I'll figure out a way to pay for it. So I sort of left. We started Be Ready, and I'm figuring it out.
What is the biggest misconception about you?
The biggest misconception about me is oftentimes I'll meet somebody, or again, in passing, we're talking about their dog who lost the ball in the basement, and and when they ask, oh, what do you do? And I'll say I'm an actor, and I also own a company, and all the trainers are professional, whatever I do. And they often assume when I say I own a company that it's just me, that it's just a solo consultancy. I would say, for whatever reason, and I don't know if it's how I'm presenting myself or it's an assumption because I'm a woman. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But oftentimes people think, oh, it's just her.
If you could redo any life experiences, which one would it be?
I love these questions, by the way. They are unexpected and introspective and a little difficult, which is fantastic for me, so thank you. it's something I would want to redo in my life, right? That's the question?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Whew, that is a hard one without getting too deep. Because I really try to, as painful as some experiences are, I really try to accept that, okay, we had this experience which brought us to this, or this happened so that I could learn this. I would say that listening to my gut a little bit more, or turning the volume on the gut, would have saved me some pain in terms of relationships and even hires within the business.
You just touched upon it. When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
Talk to those people who are smarter than me that are surrounding me and get some different opinions and takes and try to look at it with fresh eyes.
Carrie, what is your favorite comfort food?
How long is this interview? Because I have a lot of favorite comfort foods. I love food, and I would say my favorite comfort food is this. I don't think this is super typical. I love hamburgers and french fries. I love them. Really good ones. It is a very conscious, hard choice for me to go to a restaurant and not order a hamburger if it's on the menu. I always want a hamburger 24/7.
So what tip do you have for patrons out there? What should they look for when they are seeking a great hamburger?
A great hamburger is you want to get a hamburger at a place, well, I was going to say at a place that asks you what temperature you want it, do you want it medium rare? Do you want it well done? However, there's a caveat because there are some places that do a different style of hamburger, like a smash burger, and they wouldn't ask you the temperature. So I would say look at your variety of condiment choice. Do you get a lot of different choices to put on that hamburger?
Thank you. Please finish this sentence. Promises are?
Promises are an extension of you and your self-worth. Fulfill promises. And if you can't, update those that you have promised.
What is one thing you will never do again?
One thing I will never do again. Oh, there's so many things running through my mind again. I will never do hot yoga again.
Last thing you do before calling it a day?
Oh, I say good night to my people. That's my daughter and my husband. I take a couple deep breaths, try to identify some gratitude from the day, at least one thing that gleaned positive from the day. Breathe out and shut it down.
Last time you ignored your gut feeling, Carrie, what happened?
Last time I ignored my gut feeling, I ended up spending a lot of time, a significant amount of money, and some heartache investing in somebody that I brought into my company. And try as I might, was not able to successfully get them to excel in this environment.
And finally, Carrie, what do you do and where can people contact you?
What do I do? Well, obviously I go out for hamburgers often and I run a communication skills training firm. We teach professional presence and speaker development. And I'm easily found either in the basement looking for that lost puppy or at getovation.com. BeReadyCourageous.com. You can find me, my company, and all the things we do, and find out about Be Ready as well, which is the nonprofit I talked about.
Thank you, Carrie, for sharing your wisdom with audiences. Thank you.
You're welcome. This was delightful, surprising, and fun.